is the entire creation. We don't know how large the entire creation is. عِدَّةٌ لِلْمُتَّقِينَ, prepared for those people of taqwa, prepared for those people of God consciousness. So now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala lists these individuals. I'm not going to go through all of them, but we'll mention some of them. الَّذِينَ يُنْفِقُونَ فِي السَّرَّاءِ وَالضَّرَّاءِ, there are those individuals that spend to give charity in times of ease and in times of difficulty. وَالْكَاظِمِينَ الْغَيْظِ, and they restrain their anger. وَالْعَافِينَ عَنِ النَّاسِ, and they pardon people. وَاللَّهُ يُحِبُّ الْمُحْسِنِينَ, and Allah truly loves the good doers. So for today's talk is this, the next part of these verses. Allah Ta'ala says, so all these descriptions were people of the inhabitants of Jannah. People that are mu'mineen, the qualities of people of taqwa. So Allah Ta'ala says in the last part of the description of the people of Jannah, وَالَّذِينَ إِذَا فَعَلُوا فَاحِشَةً, and of those that have committed heinous sins. So now we also know that the people that find themselves in Jannah are people in this world that had previously committed sins. So that today, inshallah, is just the reminder for all of us. And the reminder for all of us is to return back to Allah so that we can attain that Jannah, so that we can attain that paradise. That we all commit sins, we all make mistakes. But we all know that the best of us are those that falter and make mistakes, turn back to Allah. Turn back to Allah Ta'ala in forgiveness. Right? This word fahisha, أو ظلموا أنفسهم, or those that oppress themselves. So there's two things that is mentioned. Fahisha. So of the ulama, they have said fahisha means such a sin that is committed between myself and another. Two people involved in the sin. أو ظلموا أنفسهم is a sin that is committed by myself. Like for instance, drinking of wine or something. Right? So, a sin that is committed between myself and another. So, this is something that I just want to mention in this Jummah today, because I've been dealing with this now a lot, and I thought as an opportunity to mention this as a reminder to us and to make things clear. That there's a sin, I just want to mention one type of sin, right? One type of sin that is, I cannot say it's prevalent in our community because I'm not a counselor. But I have been dealing with some cases where this is, it's like a common thing, right? And that common thing that I found, I'm not saying that it's every astaghfirullah, I can never say this, right? But it is subhanAllah, the abuse or the physical abuse of women. The battering or punching or, you know, subhanAllah, calling women the name that a person calls a female dog, for instance, right? But the crux of the thing is hitting a woman like I would hit a man. In the face, in the chest, in the ribs, kicking, choking, all these types of things, right? And I have to mention this and remind us that this action has got absolutely nothing to do with our Sharia. Nothing in the faintest. But I will explain just briefly, because my talk is about Tawbah and repentance. Right? Repentance and turning to Allah Ta'ala. But just quickly, just to mention. Right? Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam explained this. Right? Darb. Right? Darb means to beat, to hit. Right? But he says, it is ghayr mubarrih. It is such a strike, so to say, that it is not to harm someone. So the ulama, they explain and they say, it is if you were to take someone, you take your hand and you do like this to someone. Come now. Come. What's wrong with you? That is it. That's how it looks. Because the Quran says, فَضْرِبُوهُنْ. We all know that, and beat them. Right? But the interpretation is there from Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Not my interpretation, not what I think I should do. And punch and subhanAllah, do all these types of things. Right? It's got nothing to do with our Sharia. Qatada, he says, a tabi'un, he says, ad-darban ghayr sha'in. He says, it's a strike. It is a strike wherein there is no humiliation. There's no humiliation. So what does that mean? It means sometimes a person, he takes his hand, he puts it in the face of someone, and he pushes him like this. This is humiliation. Do you understand? So we can understand, and then subhanAllah, the ulama say, after all that discussion, they say, al-afdal, the best thing to do is actually not to even do this. Not to even, the stepping like this, not to even do that. That is afdal. So I just want to make that very clear to all of us and a reminder to myself. Right? And I think, subhanAllah, we have to think about this. SubhanAllah. The harm, this is a sin, right? The harm that is inflicted, right? The harm that is inflicted to that person. The harm that is inflicted to children witnessing this type of behavior. We all here, alhamdulillah, we all here for what? We all here to worship Allah. And we all here to build Muslim communities, isn't it so? We all here that when we leave this earth, we want our children to take over and to carry on with this deen. But if this type of subhanAllah behavior is inside of it, this destroys it. Destroys it. That child cannot cope basically with that type of environment. He cannot cope, so he becomes a child that is, he cannot really cope in society. He struggles. Because he cannot fathom the fact that my father or whoever is behaving like this and treating the someone that I love my mother like this. Right? But that is something that just is afflicting me, and I thought I'd just share that. Right? As a sin that is misunderstood, a sin that's not even understood as a sin. It's subhanAllah, even when I spoke to some people, the way the person expresses to me is telling me, it's almost like I deserve it. The woman that said, I deserve this type of thing. SubhanAllah. Really, may Allah Ta'ala preserve us, may Allah Ta'ala guide our children and all of us, inshaAllah. Right? So Allah Ta'ala says in the Quran, وَالَّذِينَ إِذَا فَعَلُوا فَاحِشَةً أَوْ ظَلَمُوا أَنفُسَهُمْ. Right, so it's mentioning this now connected with these verses of sin. Because if I am in this category, if I am in this category of treating women like this, or my wife like this, whatever it might be, or I'm rude to my wife, I scream, swear at her, whatever it might be, then I must know this is not the sunnah of Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. I need to change myself. I need to change myself. I cannot go on and on and on and on, day after day after day like this. Right? Harming people, harming people, harming people, and harming the closest people to myself. The wife, the children, harming them. Right? So Allah Ta'ala describes the person having committing sins. Right? Having committing sins with others, or having committing sins with himself. Right? Dhakarullah. He remembers Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What does he remember? He remembers that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will punish him. Right? He remembers that Allah ta'ala will punish him. Allah ta'ala, if he does not change his ways. So which means he has iman. Alhamdulillah. We make shukr to Allah ta'ala for our iman that we have. So when we commit sins, we know that feeling, what am I doing? What am I busy with? Whatever it might be. That is that iman coming. So he recognizes the mistake, right? فَاسْتَغْفَرُوا لِذُنُوبِهِمْ Allah Ta'ala says, they then ask forgiveness for their sins. Right? وَمَنْ يَغْفِرُ الذُّنُوبَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ Allah says, who is there to forgive except Allah? Who is there to forgive except Allah? Then Allah Ta'ala says, وَلَمْ يُسِرُّوا عَلَىٰ مَا فَعَلُوا وَهُمْ يَعْلَمُونَ And then the people that has committed sins, what they need to do is, as we know, is three conditions for this, for tawbah to be accepted. So the first condition is mentioned there, that he stops doing the action immediately. Right? He stops doing the action immediately. That is step one. Stop doing the action. I cannot make tawbah to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala while in the action, or while even contemplating. I can't wait to get back to that action, but I'm just doing the tawbah. No, right? He has to stop immediately, right? However, if he stops, and let's say, for instance, time goes by, and he falls again into the sin again, he just repeats the process again. Right? So the first step is, he stops doing the sin. Second step is, Rasulullah says with regards to forgiveness, أَنَّدْمُ تَوْبَةٌ Regret. Absolute feeling broken inside. Right? This is tawbah. So this is the most important pillar of the three pillars of seeking forgiveness. Is absolute, absolute regret. Right? And when we find ourselves, right, we find ourselves committing sins. I find myself committing sins. And I find myself, you know, subhanAllah, I commit sins. And then I'm doing the same thing 3 weeks later. Then I do it 2 weeks later. So it's like going on and on and on and on and on. And I'm making tawbah. So why am I not stopping? Right? Why am I not stopping? The ulama says it's because I haven't dug deep enough into my heart. Which means my regret is not sincere enough. So all I have to do, brothers, I'm reminding myself, right, is to go really deep inside of me and to reflect upon myself and to feel in myself that I'm absolutely sorry for what I did. Right? And we all know, and we all know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Ghafoor al-Rahim. Wallahi, brothers, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for me, for you, for all of us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is more keen for my change than myself. Right? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala becomes so happy with my tawbah. Right? So happy with my tawbah when we make that step or we take that step to seek forgiveness. Right? So it's like this thing in all of our lives. You know, it can be today, it can be last week, can still come. Change needs to come. Right? Change needs to come. I need to think about myself. I need to think that I'm going to die. I'm going to meet Allah. How am I going to meet Allah? So because of that, I look into myself, and subhanAllah, there's also an important thing, that Allah Ta'ala truly blesses us. Allah truly blesses us when Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala makes our sins apparent to us. Wallahi, this is a blessing. It's a blessing when Allah shows me my weaknesses. As opposed to being blind to myself. Telling whoever, my wife for instance, there's nothing wrong with me. You the problem. This is not the way I should be. Right? I should look into myself. What have I contributed towards this? What have I contributed towards this difficulty? Right? And then the final thing is, we must make a pact in ourselves, like an azm in ourselves, that I will never go back to that sin again. Those are the three pillars of tawbah. Right? Number one, to stop the action. Number two, to have regret. And number three, to make something in myself that I never go back to it again. And even in fact, if I do go back to it again, don't feel destroyed. Just try over again. What I mean by don't feel destroyed? Don't feel like nothing good can come from me. Jahannam is just my lot. That is a trick from Shaitan. Right? Just be careful. We don't sit and we don't fester, so to say, in that. And I feel I'm so bad, nothing good can come of me. Right? And then the last thing with regards to tawbah, I want Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive me. And everyone would want that too. But I think also very important, brothers and sisters, right? Going back to the same verse that I read, وَالْعَافِينَ عَنِ النَّاسِ. Allah ta'ala truly make us of this. People that pardon one another. I want Allah ta'ala to forgive me. But I'm not prepared to forgive people. I'm not prepared to forgive people that have harmed me. I'm not prepared. He said this, she said this, they said this, whatever it might be. Right? This is the crux of the thing. Right? If I want rahmah, if I want mercy to be shown to me, I must show mercy to the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And really contemplate and think about this. In every scenario that we find ourselves. Right? Whether it is, like I mentioned last time, in the parking lot, whatever it might be, someone has blocked me. Right? I need to go back to work, whatever it might be. It's wrong from that person's side. And we ask that person not to do that. But when the person comes and he gets in his car, it's okay. Just get in. Just get in. It's fine. Forgive the person. And assume that the person had something that was pressing, that he couldn't make it to his car. Just that forgiveness, that forgiveness, that forgiveness that needs to come. Right? Where we are with one another as true brothers of one another. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive us all our sins. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make this truly easy for all of us. That we love one another and we pardon one another. Wa akhiru da'wana anil hamdulillahi rabbil alameen. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله الذي امتن على عباده بنبي المرسل صلى الله عليه وسلم وكتابه المنزل حتى اتسع على أهل الأفكار طريق الاعتبار بما فيه من القصص والأخبار وتدح به سلوك المنهج القويم وصراط المستقيم بما فصل فيه من الأحكام وفرق بين الحلال والحرام. ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله الذي نزل الفرقان عليه ليكون للعالمين نذيرا صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه الذين تذكروا بالقرآن وذكروا بالناس تذكيرا. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تعالى: والذين إذا فعلوا فاحشة أو ظلموا أنفسهم ذكروا الله فاستغفروا لذنوبهم ومن يغفر الذنوب إلا الله ولم يصروا على ما فعلوا وهم يعلمون. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. أقول قولي هذا واستغفر الله لي ولكم ولوالدي ولوالديكم ولسائر المسلمين والمسلمات فاستغفروا إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. الحمد لله المنوت بصفات تنزيه والكمال، أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صنيع الخصال. اللهم فصل وسلم على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين. أما بعد، فيا عباد الله اتقوا الله فإنكم عليه تعرضون وأخلصوا له الأعمال فإنكم عليها محاسبون. واعلموا أن الله صلى على نبيه في كتاب المقنون وأمركم بذلك بقوله: إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم فصل وسلم عليه وارض اللهم من الأربعة الخلفاء الراشدين وبقية الأشرة الكرام وأزواج نبيك المصطفى والأنصار والمهاجرين وتابعين لهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين. اللهم لا تجعل لأحد من في أنقنا ظلاما ونجنا بحبه من أحوال يوم القيامة، آمين يا رب العالمين. اللهم وقدس أرواح الأئمة المجتهدين والعلماء الآملين والفقهاء والمحدثين والقراء والمفسرين وسادات صوفية المحققين وتابعين لهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين الذين قضوا بالحق وبه كانوا يعدلون. اللهم انصر جميع ولاة المسلمين وانصر جيوش الموحدين لكلمتك إلى يوم الدين. اللهم اغفر لنا وللمسلمين والمسلمات وللمؤمنين والمؤمنات الأحياء منهم والأموات، إنك يا مولانا سميع قريب مجيب دعوات وقاضي الحاجات يا رب العالمين. عباد الله، إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون. فاذكروا الله الكريم يذكركم واشكروه على نعمه يزدكم واسألوه من فضل يعطيكم ولذكر الله أكبر والله يعلم ما تصنعون. أكمل الصلاة.
fill in all the gaps in front of you. Brothers can move in the masjid area from the passageway, please, making way for the brothers that are outside. الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح قد قام للصلاة قد قام للصلاة الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم الله أكبر بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والضحى والليل إذا سجى ما ودعك ربك وما قلى وللآخرة خير لك من الأولى ولسوف يعطيك ربك فترضى ألم يجدك يتيما فآوى ووجدك ضالا فهدى ووجدك عائلا فأغنى فأما اليتيم فلا تقهر وأما السائل فلا تنهر وأما بنعمة ربك فحدث الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر
الله أكبر
الله أكبر بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ويل لكل همزة لمزة الذي جمع مالا وعدده يحسب أن ماله أخلده كلا لينبذن في الحطمة وما أدراك ما الحطمة نار الله الموقدة التي تطلع على الأفئدة إنها عليهم مؤصدة في عمد ممددة. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.
اللهم انت السلام عليك السلام وعليك عود السلام فحينا ربنا بالسلام ونحن الجنة برحمتك دار السلام تبارك ربنا وتعاليت يا ذا الجلال والإكرام سمعنا وأطعنا غفرانك ربنا وإليك المصير. اللهم تقبل منا صلاتنا وصيامنا وركوعنا وسجودنا وتسبيحنا وجميع أعمالنا. اللهم تقبل منا القليل وسامحنا بالكثير ولا تؤاخذنا بالتقصير. اللهم طهر قلوبنا من النفاق وأعمالنا من الرياء وألسنتنا من الكذب وأعيننا من الخيانة فإنك تعلم خائنة الأعين وما تخفي الصدور يا أرحم الراحمين. ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة أعين واجعلنا للمتقين إماما. ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار وأدخلنا الجنة مع الأبرار يا عزيز يا غفار يا رب العالمين. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.
A kind remind any cars that are blocking the driveways or the masjid or double parked, can you move your car immediately, please? Jazakallah.